So I stand up and I'm feeling really uncomfortable, like inside. I'm not sure what's about to happen. And before I knew it, there's like the warm sensation in my mouth and I just blew chunks everywhere.
Ugh.
And they were like, sit down while you're on the roller coaster. But
Hey, welcome. I didn't see you here. Why don't you take a seat? You know, you got to be this tall to listen.
And ride the roller coaster.
Yeah, we don't discriminate against a lot, but height is one of them.
And
that,
age.
How terrible would that be? And age, yeah.
I mean, if you're some kind of weird four-year-old who's 6 foot tall, then you're in.
And you made it, I guess. Yeah. You passed one of the two.
We can't, you know, deny everyone.
Yeah, how is that not discriminatory? What? I guess because it's safety related.
Height?
Yeah.
I think people just have this thing against letting grown men ride kiddie rides.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about. Doesn't it work both ways? Isn't it like if you're this tall, you can't ride? I know those little like floaty boats.
Only people within like a very precise height gap can make it.
It's like under this and over that.
Yeah.
It's like a pole vaulter.
Yeah.
I can make it over this, but under
they
that.
Have to jump between bars. A new
oh,
Olympic
awesome.
Vent. Yeah. What do you call that?
While holding a torch.
Par pole.
Grenada go round.
The Leith Olympics.
Like ride. Why isn't bull riding in the Olympics?
It should be.
Yeah, right. I mean,
pretty
dangerous. The people from Spain don't have to ride it. They could just kill it. You know? Yeah. Like they do.
Like they do. Nobody would be against that.
Against that. Just like one of our topics.
Oh shit. which topic are you going for?
Well, you're kind of working against the teacher when you're in a parent-teacher conference.
Oh yeah, it's so such a hostile
as a child. Like, you're like ah.
Oh okay.
Stop
from a child
out.
Perspective.
Yeah,
yeah.
And as a parent, you're like, when is the beer coming?
Yeah. When did you make beer? What are you teaching these kids,
sir? What are you talking about? Well, this is Hooters, ain't it? Look at you.
Oh, God, this is gonna be an interesting skit if we get it.
Drunken dad.
Yeah. Man, if that's if that ever happened, I'm sure it would make headlines.
Probably.
Oh.
Oh. Someone would have to report on those headlines.
Yeah, and if we were being reporters, that would be our job.
Which is also another topic of ours.
Yeah. We're reporting on jobs. Not jobs specifically, but being reporters.
Yeah, reporting on anything from jobs to gainful employment.
Now, if we do get being reporters, are we going to take the mics out of the stands?
Oh, we could.
Make us feel more like reporters?
If you think that we could withstand that.
I do not. Or I donut.
Brand, your nipple can't talk. Move your mic up. Sorry.
Sorry. Hey, microphones up here.
Look at me. I'm so-and-so microphone dick.
I'm so-and-so microphone dick. Just, like, skip over, like, the pun part of the joke. Yeah. And just be like, microphone dick.
Yeah. That's the joke.
Yeah, you got it. You unraveled the mystery.
Like a fruit roll-up.
Like a fruit roll-up. Nobody ever gets mad when you unravel a fruit roll-up.
Diabetics might.
You're going to eat that right in front of me, aren't you?
You're going to eat it 1 inch at a time? Just shove the whole thing with the wax in your mouth.
What are you, a gerbil? Eat the paper.
That should be like tying a cherry stem. Like you can put a whole fruit roll up in your mouth and unwrap
it. And like spit it back out. Like a paper trail.
Like tie them in knots as you go.
Before you know it, the FBI is on you. They just followed the paper trail.
We got you. Oh, he's choking. Taser him.
What a dangerous party trick. Somebody slap you on the back. Next week, you're pooping paper.
Poop paper.
Man, just paper cuts on your asshole. Sounds like a really terrible world to
be
living in.
Semi-digested. I mean, maybe like those lick'em transfers, like tattoos, would, like transfer to your poop.
Your esophagus.
Oh, like you're getting like an exam, whatever they call it, like endoscope, and they're just like, oh, I love that cartoon.
Yeah. What will they think of next? Organ tattoos.
Yeah, I'm sure tattooing your liver is a great idea.
I'm sure there's like some doctor or something who has like a tattoo of like all their organs or whatever in their correct spots.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like some doctor who's like
doing obsessed with doing like internal tattoos.
Yeah, well, he's like doing open heart surgery, and he's like carving his initials into the person's heart, and they're like, "You're gonna breach the arterial wall," and he's like, "Don't worry,
Ben here."
Yeah, Ben was here.
Yeah,
I have high cholesterol. Nothing could pierce these arteries. Kicked in cholesterol.
It was a scalpel. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm using the back. Oh.
Achoo! Oh.
Yeah, what happens if they gotta like clear the room or something if they have to sneeze? I'm sure.
I think they're incapable of sneezing. That's part of their schooling.
Yeah. They have to have like their olfactory bulbs removed. Or would that
bubs.
Bubs. Would that do anything?
You got my olfactory bubs working overtime. Ever walk into a Yankee Candle?
Yeah. Ever walk into one? Oh, that's right. Their outlets are also called Yankee Candle. I was like, a giant one? Like, what sort of...
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. It's waxy in here. Somebody light it up.
Interesting fact, they don't sell Yankee... They don't have a Yankee Candle in Boston because they got ran out of town.
Really?
No. But it was believable for a moment.
It was. I bought it.
No returns.
Yeah, no returns. That's what I would say if I was at Yankee Candle.
Oh, shit. We got to start talking about reporting or...
Oh, yeah.
Report cards or something.
Yeah, reporting or report cards. Interesting twist you had there.
Thank you.
So I feel like with a parent-teacher conference, one of us would be the parent, and one of us would be a teacher.
And one of us would be the student, maybe.
Oh, a three-part thing.
Yeah. Like, no, not all three of us. Just like, I guess one of them has to be the teacher. Like, you could be teacher, student, and the parents you just know, like listening.
Sometimes at those damn things, they... Or maybe it's not parent-teacher conference.
Those
but,
damn things.
Yeah, I remember... distinctly when I was a kid, like having to go and show my parents everything, and the teacher just kind of like sashayed.
Chaperone.
Yeah. It was just like, I'm this is what I do when I'm teaching. Like sit in my chair.
what's that sommelier or something,
the wine tasters?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like, this is the third grade's artwork. Wonderful year. Third grade. Lots of paste eating and sticky buns.
Yep. They also have those damn Pokemon.
Oh, is it Savonier? I think it's Savonier.
Savonier?
Yeah.
Sommelier. Sommelier?
I think it's Savonier. I don't know. Either
Sommelier.
Way.
Sommelier.
Semolina.
Semolina.
Semolina is like the flour used in eggless pasta.
Or a lady fish.
Oh, really?
A lady salmon.
Ooh.
Semolina.
Is that for real?
No.
I bought it. Damn, you're good. I was like, man, I wonder how many semolinas I've eaten.
I wonder why Thumbelina is so engraved in my memory, even though I never saw the film.
You never saw the play?
It's a play?
Yeah.
No.
But you never saw the film?
I think I saw like the VHS version one time from the library.
I think I remember watching it, and halfway through I realized it wasn't Tinkerbell and yeah. being like, what the hell?
We watched it at the same time. Wait, that's not Tinkerbell? Fuck this.
Five and 8 year old Kyle and Bran were like hardcore movie critics. What is going on here?
Yeah. Halfway through the movie, I realized Peter Pan was never going to show up. Mind blown. 4 stars.
And he's like, what do you think, Bran? And I'm like, I finished my pudding cup 10 minutes ago. I'm mad now. All right, Bran, let's go.
All right, Bran, let's go. Let's make some macaroni drawings. Macaroni. Draw macaroni. You know, our old
You're drawing time. Macaroni. I'm trying to draw with macaroni. Bran, like, Bran, you gotta
lick
you
gotta lick the tip.
Bran, we're drawing the macaroni. I'm on the verge of something. I can tell.
This is still life. I'm an 8 year old.
Is that like a type of art, or is that like an argument? This is still life.
Oh man, standing up was a good idea. I feel like
I feel like a stand-up comic.
We're halfway there.
So what do you guys think about airlines, huh?
What do you think
airlines
about...
the ones behind planes that people say like
comptrails?
What? Oh, chemtrails. Yeah. Okay, I was like, comptroller? Isn't that like a position of
still doing like the stand-up shticks?
Yeah.
Didn't you know? No. What do you think about being reporters? So I feel like do we have like specific areas we want to like limit this to?
I think it would be fun if we were just, well, we could do two. I think we could do three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and go. No, sorry. We could probably do three.
Three?
Probably do anchor. Like we could both be anchors because they kind of cover everything, you know? And then you could be on the street reporter, right? Where you're like talking to random ass people. So that could be more one person gets to be the individual on the street, and the other person is the reporter on the street.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
And then the third one could be weather guy.
Weather guy. All right.
Which could we could also work in, like, charades. So, like, I could be doing things, and you'd have to be, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd be like, and you're like, it's going to be snowing this afternoon. And I'd be like, and you'd be like, and thunderbolts, maybe. You know what I mean?
I do like that.
That'd make it sound more like it could be too abstract. Either way, we could be weathermen.
Yeah.
It's going to be pissing raisins this afternoon. Oh, you hear that? It started.
Pissing raisins. Yeah. You have not seen raindrops this big since 07.
Yeah.
Or since,
I even did a hair flip, even though I have no hair.
Oh, man. If I was good with actors' names, I would have the best follow-up for that, but I'm not. Do you know Dwight from The Office?
John Bon Stamos?
No, his name is like something Rain. Chris Rain?
Yeah.
Todd Rain.
No.
Charlie Rain.
No.
Nicholas Rain. No. Rodney Rain.
I know. It's
something Rain.
Yeah.
Anyway, that, like, you haven't seen raindrops this big since something Rain.
Little rain.
But yeah. So, I mean, I like that idea of doing that. Or maybe we could do, like, a news anchor passing it off to...
Oh, it's Rain Wilson.
Rain Wilson is his first name. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where I got... Well, Wilson's, like, a first name, too.
His significant other is Angela Martin.
Ooh, Angela from accounting.
And also...
Interesting twist of fate.
Pam's cousin from her wedding, remember? That he hooks up with a couple times.
Her name's also Angela?
No.
Oh.
But he hooks up with her. That's his also significant other. And then he brings his babysitter to Michael's like dinner party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You said that I couldn't come over because you only had 4 wine glasses. I brought wine glasses.
Yeah. Oh, man, Dwight.
Yep.
The opposite of Toby.
I don't know about opposite. They both wear a lot of the same colors. Brown tones and mustards.
They're very, palette-wise, they are very similar.
See, I could be a sommelier, Somalia.
Somalabel.
Somalia Hawanasan.
I'm pretty sure it's sommelier.
I think it's... What did I say?
Similar-loo.
No, there was no loo.
Simonon. Salmonella.
I think it was Savonier.
Yeah, Savonier.
Savonier.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the confusion's happening.
Yeah, well, maybe you're getting confused with Somalia.
No, because I used to confuse the term a lot, so I made a point to try and remember it.
All right, so reporting on report cards is usually done by teachers.
Yes.
And
it's actually somewhat frowned upon if you do it, if you're not a teacher.
This just in. Tommy can't pass first grade. How does that make you feel, Tommy?
Scared.
Well put.
Save it for season 6.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah. Are we actually doing that? I don't know if we can do that.
No, we're
burning through a lot of topics.
Yep, we're scrapping it. Hold on. I'll do a public announcement. Safety advisory.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
Oh.
But I will fill the dead space.
Oh, you want me to go ahead and take my...
Yeah, time? So it's shush. And you feel the wind gusting over you. You're in the wonderful country of Hollanday. And everything is egg flavored with just a pinch of cayenne and lemon juice.
Ooh.
You're being spread over a wonderful...
you're being crushed into a fine paste and spread over this egg
land. It's a sauce. It is not an egg.
No,
crush.
Well, I would assume a human wouldn't make a sauce very well.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Once they're deboned.
Yeah, human stock. That's what HR uses.
That's how the bastards get so cold and heartless. Actually, every person I've ever met that works in HR is not as cold and heartless as the world makes you think. I haven't met very many, but the ones I have met were also probably not very good at their job.
Yeah, no, they're all nice.
They're people people.
They're people people. Recruiting people for people people.
It's like better people, people. HR. Yeah. Papa John's.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're just like most, I feel like most people who work for like a corporate or like something like that generally just want to help other, like they want to help you get to do whatever it is you're doing.
Because that's like their job.
Yeah.
It's just like the guy who makes burgers wants to make you a burger.
He doesn't genuinely want to make me a burger.
That's true. He probably wants to be out doing something else, like studying his music career or whatever.
Okay, I feel like that gets to a certain line until you get to like professional level.
I don't know. I feel like those guys still would rather not be making a burger. They'd be like, why can't I make a nice steak tartare? Like, okay. Why am I making this burger?
Okay, yeah, fair. A burger was probably an unfair comparison. Making, well, there's some crouton. People who really like making burgers.
Yeah, that's true. Like food truck guys.
Yeah.
Oh, or Five Guys.
Oh, yeah, burger. I wonder if those guys all make... five of them. I don't know how there are possibly more than like five chain restaurants there.
They all have to be at the same place at the same time. It's Five Guys. Yeah. They're fused at the hip.
Yeah.
Their mother was a whale.
I'm sorry, your lunch service is taking ridiculously long. We can only have five employees in the restaurant at one time. And they all have to be male.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. Yeah. But they're private. They're a privately owned company, so what are you going to do?
That's like a 1920s problem.
Well, I mean, like, legal problem nowadays. Yeah. Like, they're going to get reported on.
Yeah, listen, the restaurant is called Five Guys.
They only allow five guys in at a time to eat their food.
Listen, this
there's
is
five urinals.
This it's is
a lot for only five guys. We all piss at the same time here.
Yeah. Listen, it doesn't matter what our logo is. This is Fascist Foods.
Fascist Foods. Jesus. Fascist Gourmet. Five Guys FG.
Fuck God, FG. Or SSGG. SSGSS. Whatever. Yeah, but like. Yeah, to a terrible level. I'm very sorry I said that. It was a
you're ruining
joke.
Dragon Ball Z for me.
Yeah,
damn you, Kyle.
Like a beaver dam or Hoover?
No,
Quincy?
Not Hoover.
Is Quincy a dam?
Like that dam that they built in Egypt that gave way and ruined everything.
Egyptian dam?
Yeah.
The Delta?
No, it wasn't in the Nile. Maybe it was.
Isn't that like the only river?
I don't know. There's several waterways back in ancient Egypt. It's all dried up now.
Oh, because of irrigation?
Yeah, and they know that because they looked into a crystal ball.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. So let's get on to...
Where are we at?
We should probably be looking into a crystal ball.
Okay, I wasn't sure because we forgot to set our stopwatches.
Yeah, and our alarms.
And our five-alarm chili.
Yeah. So I am going to gaze.
Ooh. Oh.
That's interesting.
Your finger can move independently of your other hand.
Yeah. Of my other hand. They aren't attached. Interesting.
Wow. I just thought I had to be like this.
So as you are listening to this, you are going to take a deep swig of alcohol.
Oh, here we go.
And you are going to realize... that you aren't attached.
I'm not attached.
Yeah, you're not attached to anything emotionally, or physically, and you are you're going to be floating. You're floating, and it's the greatest feeling ever. You're rising off the floor, and then you realize you hit the ceiling. You say, "Fuck this ceiling!" So you go and get your trusty Five Guys authorized. Chainsaw that they use to cut their beef. And you start
a chainsaw or a hedge trimmer?
It's a blender, really, but with like the cup attachment outside.
I don't know if a blender cuts things.
It does.
I got food processor.
Fine. All right, make your own prediction. Mine is done.
No,
you're,
what?
You're blending your way through the ceiling into spiritual floating away bliss.
Oh, okay.
And and once you've cut your way through the ceiling, you realize that you need to make a phone call and contact your property manager, because you suddenly owe them a lot of money, and that definitely brings you back to the ground and sobers you up. That's it.
I thought you were going to say state representative for whatever reason.
Contact your state representative.
I feel like I've heard that a lot. I feel like contact your state.
You decide you need to contact your lawyer and say that you have a new episode for Bud Light. New commercial spiel. New
Call Bud Light.
Somebody get Bud Light on the phone. On the phone. I have a great commercial idea before I float away.
Hot, quick, lasso me. I'm or, floating too far.
Yeah. Or Bud Light partners with Red Bull. Bud Bull.
Bud Bull. Okay.
Or Red Light.
Red Light. Stop. Take another drink.
What a terrible, like, alcohol, like, slogan that would be. Like, Budweiser, don't stop drinking.
That's a pretty accurate one.
Keep doing it.
Like, refreshing after every sip. Maybe that's sparkling water.
Yeah, I don't know. That can...
I hate sparkling water.
Peanuts.
But I love tonic water in my alcohol. All right, here we go. I am looking into my crystal ball. Wow, that looks interesting. Okay. So, if you reside here in New England, you would know, or maybe you don't, just, you know what, take off your socks, take off your shirt, and just run outside real quick. If you're listening to this on your headphones, by now you've realized it's winter. And it's pretty cold out there. So, next time you decide to go outside, just play a little game with yourself, okay? I want you to shut your eyes. I want you to close your mind off from the rest of the world and tell yourself, I am hot. Not like attractive hot, like hot temperature wise.
Like volcano.
Like, yeah, you're burning up and you're just sitting there. And the more you tell yourself this, the more you feel your body temperature rising. And then you will no longer need a jacket. You can go out, spend hours outside, play in the snow, go sledding. You're fine. You've beaten the physical world.
Mind over matter.
Yeah.
I heard that if you fart on your fingers, it makes you feel warmer.
Oh my God, I'm getting cold. Thank God.
Please, 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 please. Oh, thank God it was just a fart.
Goal, high five.
Stinky fingers. All right, well, thanks so much for listening to our warm-up. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we look forward to doing... Oh, God. Being reporters.
My finger, smell my finger.
Yeah. We look forward to being reporters or going to a parent-teacher conference tomorrow or immediately, depending on when you're listening to this.